Hare Krishna. Count your blessings and make your blessings count. The statement count your blessings is often used to remind us that we should be grateful. Yes, we should be grateful, but gratitude is not just an emotion. It also has to be translated into an action. Suppose a patient is very sick and is so demented means mentally not in a healthy condition, because of which one cannot appreciate things around one. So such a demented patient, if one is given the medicine also, the person may not recognize the value of the medicine. Or the patient may be given the medicine and you say, oh, this is very good, but may not take the medicine at all. Now we may say this is very unrealistic. Who would not take a medicine? But a demented person, a person who is mentally not in a healthy condition, may do something like this. We may say that, okay, a demented person may do like that, but an intelligent person will not do that. Unfortunately, all of us do like that. We are all sick. We are afflicted by spiritual amnesia. We have forgotten Krishna and we have forgotten our eternal relationship with Krishna. And instead, just as an amnesiac person sometimes takes on a different name and a different role and goal in life. So like that, we have misidentified with our material body and we are acting accordingly as doctors, as engineers, as men, as women, whatever. So now to cure our amnesia, we need a therapy of remembrance. So the amnesiac person is cured by remembering the previous life. Our amnesia is cured by remembering Krishna. And the central aspect of Bhakti Yoga is remembering Krishna. So Bhakti is the therapy for curing our amnesia. Now, when we get this Bhakti therapy, say in the form of the holy name, which is a very easy and effective way by which to remember Krishna, we often neglect this therapy because we consider chanting. That's just a Hindu cultural ritual and it's outdated. I'm not going to do it. Or we consider chanting. Yes, chanting is, yes, it's a part of my culture. And I want to see my culture's glory spread. So I'll talk about chanting to others. I will prove how great chanting is to others. And like that, we focus on proving the chanting's glories to others without absorbing ourselves in chanting and in cultivating remembrance of Krishna. So in these two ways, we neglect, we deprive ourselves of the benefits of chanting, of remembering Krishna. So actually, count your blessings means we feel the emotion of gratitude. And make your blessings count means that we do the action of gratitude by taking the blessing that is offered and using it so that we get the benefit. So just as a patient should value the medicine and they should take the medicine. Similarly, we need to feel grateful by valuing the opportunity for remembering Krishna whenever we get it. And we need to act gratefully by taking that opportunity and absorbing ourselves in remembrance of Krishna. So these dual dimensions of gratitude, as feeling and as action, is demonstrated towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita by Sanjay. After he has heard the Bhagavad Gita and he has narrated the events at Kurukshetra, the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, which ends in 18.73, then in 18.74 to 78, he is giving his conclusions. And in 75, he says, Vyasa prasada shrutvan etad guhyam aham param yogam yogeshwarat sakshat, you know, Krishna sakshat kathayatah swayam. So he says, Vyasa prasada shrutvan, that I have heard this by the mercy of Vyasadeva. Vyasa prasadat. So we consider something as a mercy when we consider it valuable. So Vyasadeva, so Sanjay is expressing the feeling of gratitude by remembering the person by whose mercy he has been able to see the Bhagavad Gita. Although he was in Hastinapur, he was awarded the mystical vision by which he could see what was happening in Kurukshetra. And then his appreciation is also seen in the words which he uses. Effusively he praises the Bhagavad Gita by, he says, Param Guhyam. In this verse, it says, most confidential. And in the previous verse, it says, Adbhutam Romaharshanam. It's wonderful, it is thrilling. And in this way, he actually expresses the feeling of gratitude. And then, in the next two verses, where he says, Samsmritya, Samsmritya. So, both these verses begin with Samsmritya, Samsmritya in the A part, in the first part. A, B, C, D are the correspond to the four lines. So, Rajan, Samsmritya, Samsmritya. And Tatcha, Samsmritya, Samsmritya. So, in both cases, he's saying, as I'm remembering the form of Krishna, or remembering the conversation of Krishna, what is happening? Rishyami cha muhurmuhu, rishyami cha punha punha. So he's describing how I'm feeling jubilant. And that jubilance, that ecstasy, it demonstrates that he has absorbed himself in remembrance of Krishna. So we too, we need to count our blessings by treasuring every opportunity that we get to remember Krishna. And we need to make our blessings count by absorbing ourselves in the remembrance of Krishna whenever the opportunity presents itself. So whenever we get the opportunity to chant, to hear, to study, we treasure it and we grab it. And when we do this, the more we remember Krishna, the more we will transcend material miseries. The material miseries afflict those who are suffering from spiritual amnesia. And in this way, the more we transcend material miseries by absorbing ourselves and remember Krishna, the more we are free from the disease, till finally we transcend material existence entirely. Thank you. Hare Krishna.